This Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Many respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our beautiful program, Sacred City of Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. In this program, inshallah, we will talk about Fazail of Makkatul Mukarrama. We will talk about this sacred city, the holy land of Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. So be with us from start to end, inshallah, Azzawajal. Today, you will be getting a knowledge about this beautiful place. You will have an historical background of this beautiful city and many other excellences and fazail regarding this beautiful city. So dear respected viewers, before we proceed ahead, let's make few good intentions. Because my Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl al-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we proceed and perform any good work or any good task. You should make good intentions. I make this intention, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You watching can make an intention that you will listen, remember, learn and pass this knowledge on to others too. Not only this, you will also act upon, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whatever you will learn. Today we've got our guest speaker, Muhammad Waseem Abbas Attari, Muballigh of Dawat Islami, with us. Let's go towards him.
MashaAllah, what a beautiful topic again. What a beautiful city we are discussing today. Such a city that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is beloved to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Makkatul Mukarrama, Azadahallahu Sharifun wa Ta'zima, is such a sacred, holy city which every Muslim wishes to visit. And Makkatul Mukarrama holds such dignity, such reverence, that just to behold the city of Makkatul Mukarrama with the intention of reward makes a person an reward. In other words, beholding Makkatul Mukarrama is also an act of reward. So this virtue you won't find for any other city other than Makkatul Mukarrama. And Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadahallahu Sharifan wa Ta'zima, has been mentioned various times in the Holy Quran as well. The city has been called the city of peace. The city has been given many other names, which inshaAllah we will cover in a little while. Regarding Makkatul Mukarrama, it is stated in the Holy Quran in verse number 126 of Surah Baqarah, translation from Kunzul Iman, and recalled when Ibrahim requested, "O my Lord, make this city, Makkah, a peaceful one." In this verse, we are being reminded of what Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who is Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his title is Khalilullah, he supplicated for Makkatul Mukarrama, to make it a city of peace.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah, dear respected viewers, did you listen? Beautiful dua made by Khalil of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah, to make this city a place of peace. No doubt, this city is place of peace, alhamdulillah. Dear respected viewers, another place in Holy Quran, it has been mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, part 4, ayah 96. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions in Holy Quran, "Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi-Makkah mubarakan wa hudan lil-'alamin." Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, the first house that was appointed as a place of worship for mankind is the one at Makkah, the Holy Kaaba, blessed and guidance to the whole world. Now, let's find out what is in tafsir, in commentary, what ulama they have mentioned. Commenting on this blessed verse of Holy Quran, Sadrul Afadil, Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, has stated, "Indeed, the first home of worship that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala established for worship and obedience, made it the Qibla for offering Salah, Hajj and Tawaf, as well as the prayers offered in the place being multiple rewards. It is sacred site, the Kaaba, which is situated in the holiest city of Makkatul Mukarramah. Dear respected viewers, now we come to know that one of the excellences which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran of this blessed city is that the very first house which was made for the worship of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that is situated in this very city, which is Kaaba Tullah Sharif, house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, that house is a place of peace, as earlier mentioned by Mullig of Dawat Islami. That house is to worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That house is to do tawaf. That house is such a house that ibadah which is performed right there cannot be performed anywhere else on the face of this earth. Only that ibadah, that worship is performed, which is known as tawaf, that very city and that very place, which is called Holy Kaaba. This excellence, subhanAllah, that is also linked with this city, holy city of Makkatul Mukarramah. And you do i'tikaf in that beautiful house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, subhanAllah. And my Islamic brothers, there are many other blessings, inshallah, we'll talk further. Wasim al-Basmi, so far we've established that this city is city of peace. And another excellence which we have learned from the Holy Quran and Tafaseel, that this city possesses Holy Kaaba in it, subhanAllah. How would you further explain the viewers of Madani Channel what other blessings does this city contain in it?
MashaAllah. In regards to the blessings and the sacredness of Holy Makkah, as we mentioned earlier, that Alhamdulillah, many places we find its excellence in the Holy Quran. You've just presented one verse, and Alhamdulillah, there's another verse before me on the sacredness of the Holy Kaaba. In Surah Balad, it is stated, لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. Translation from Kanzul Iman, I swear by the city, Makkah, that because, O beloved, you are present in this
Subhanallah,
city.
Subhanallah.
Now, in this verse and the following verse, like in the first two verses of Surah Balad, it was said that, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I swear by this city Makkah in which you reside. This verse, Alhamdulillah, the sacredness, the dignity of Makkah is being mentioned, as well as the dignity of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is also being mentioned. So Allah Almighty is saying that, O beloved, I swear by this city Makkah in which you reside. And furthermore, in the commentary of this verse, it is said that Allah Almighty took an oath of Makkah due to its sacredness, due to how sacred it is. And Makkah Mukarramah has the honor that Allah Almighty made it haram and an abode of peace. So again, something that is being sworn upon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself indicates how sacred it is. So if Allah Almighty is taking an oath upon the city of Makkah, then this alone is enough for us to understand how sacred the city of Makkah is. Now, furthermore, in the second verse of Surah Balad, it has been stated as if, O beloved, Makkah Mukarramah has this honor due to your presence there. Now, in the first verse, the sacredness of Makkah is being mentioned, and in the second verse, the reason for the sacredness of Makkah is being mentioned. So Makkah is sacred, and in second verse it is being said that because, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, it is the honor of Makkah is because of your presence over there. Now, a very beautiful point Allama Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Adelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned in relation to this in Madarij al-Nubuwa. He states that Allah Almighty has not taken oath of the prophethood of any other prophet than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his book, not of any other prophet's prophethood. And in the verse, La uqsimu bihadhal balad wa anta hillum bihadhal balad, great honor and reverence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been mentioned. How? As Allah Almighty restricted the oath with this city that is called as Balade Haram and Balade Amin, meaning a sacred city. And this city became honorable and esteemed and dignified in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala since the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resided in it. So since Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam blessed Makkatul Mukarramah with his physical appearance over there, since then Makkatul Mukarramah became esteemed and honorable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
More esteemed and more honorable.
Indeed. Moreover, the following example also became famous due to this very reason. What was that example? Sharaful Makani Bil Makin. And what does it mean? That the honor of the house is due to the one who resides in it. The honor of the house or the place is due to the one who dwells it, who resides in it. And he further states that Allah Almighty, taking an oath of someone other than his own self and other than his own blessed attributes, is to reveal his honor and greatness and to distinguish his greatness over other creations, who is present amongst those people, so that people come to know that he is someone extremely honorable and extremely esteemed. So we come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath of this city, and then also we being told the reason why this city is esteemed, is dignified, because Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is present, was present in that city. And Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's dignity being mentioned is for the reason so people come to understand and know that Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is not any ordinary person. He's above everything, above the entire creation.
Many respected viewers of Madani Channel, did you hear that? There are so many blessings, there are so many relations, right? You can talk about links which make this city sacred. One of them which is mentioned, that because there is the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Another mentioned that due to the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, this city got sacredness and the greatness, subhanallah. And another important point which should be noted, that this is the city of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is the city where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, leader of all the prophets, right, who is the leader of all rusul and anbiya, who is imamul anbiya, who is beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, was born in this sacred city of Makkatul Mukarrama, zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. This is also another blessing of this city. And as it is mentioned, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. And one of the reasons, many respected viewers of Madani Channel, the qasim of this city is mentioned in Quran due to the fact Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's presence, which is mentioned in Tafaseel. Dear respected viewers, we should go and visit this beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarrama. And another important point ulama have mentioned, it is also mentioned in Quran, the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for worship, which was very first created, that was created on the face of the earth, and the place is Makkatul Mukarrama. Yes, even before Baitul Maqdis, that was the first Qibla where Muslims even used to face and to offer salah. Later on, upon the wish of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the Qibla of Kaabatullah Sharif was changed. But dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, the fact Quran talks about the very first place which was created for ibadah, for worship, that was Kaabatullah Sharif. Where is that situated? Of course, that is in Makkatul Mukarrama. Wasim Abbas bhai, further when we talk about the excellence of this beautiful city, where there are so many other excellences, any shai are present within the city of Makkatul Mukarrama or its surroundings, subhanallah. Let's talk about few, for example, Safa and Marwa, which is mentioned that they are sha'air of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, signs of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Zamzam Sharif, then there are so many other places. What would you like to further add to this beautiful topic?
MashaAllah. When we talk about someone's excellence, we come to know that the more someone is dignified, the more titles that individual or that place is given. And Alhamdulillah, in the same context, Makkatul Mukarrama is that city which has also been given many names. And some of those names, inshallah, Zawajal, we'll present them to the viewers of Madani Channel, that Makkatul Mukarrama also has been given many names. Some of them are Al-Balada, Al-Qariya, Al-Qadisiyah, Al-Baytul Atiq, Ma'ad, Bakka, Al-Ras, Ummul Qura. So these are just few names that are given to Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadahallahu Sharafan wa Ta'zeema. So this alone shows us that Makkatul Mukarrama is such a sacred city which has been given so many titles by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known by so many titles by the people, Baladul Amin, the city of peace, and there are many other names as well. And as we proceed further, we find many narrations, many ahadith in which the excellences of Makkatul Mukarrama have also been mentioned. Like this one hadith Mubarakah, where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that spending Ramadan in Makkah is better than spending 1,000 Ramadan outside of Makkah. Now this is one of the excellences of Makkatul Mukarrama mentioned in this hadith Mubarakah, that spending one Ramadan within Makkah is better than 1,000 Ramadan spent outside Makkah. And commenting on this hadith, Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahmatullahi ta'ala stated that observing fast in Makkah during the month of Ramadan is preferable to observing fast of 1,000 Ramadan at any other place. So we can imagine how fortunate those are who are blessed with this honor to spend Ramadan Sharif in Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadahallahu Sharifun wa Takreema. And Allama Abdul Rahman Munawi alayhi rahmah, he further states that this is because Allah Almighty has chosen Makkah for His house, i.e. the Holy Kaaba, and created places in it for His bondsmen to perform Hajj there. Allah Almighty has made it the Haram of Peace and has blessed it with many qualities. So this is the commentary of this hadith. So how fortunate are those individuals who get the honor, the privilege of spending Ramadan in Makkatul Mukarrama.
Beautiful. But see, Mubarak, there is another beauty that these sacred lands, Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zeema, that they are protected by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There's a beautiful hadith in front of me that there is no city except Makkah and Medina that Dajjal will not pass through trampling shortly, whereas angels will stand in a row and guard every entry point of these two cities. Allahu Akbar. Angels will be guarding the city, they will be protecting the city from the evil of Dajjal. So this is the beauty of the city of Makkah, that Dajjal will not be able to enter this sacred land, this sacred city, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Zee, Wasimullah
SubhanAllah. Similarly, another beautiful hadith in front of me, where we come to know that the blessed Makkah, Holy Makkah, was very beloved to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Adi radiyallahu anhu has narrated that I saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting on a she camel, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, you are the best land amongst all the lands of Allah Almighty, and I hold you dearest amongst all the lands of Allah Almighty. By Allah, if I had not been forced to leave this place, I would definitely not have left it. So we come to know regarding the love of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the city of Makkah, how much Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam loved the city of Makkah, and the city that is loved by the beloved of Allah Almighty, what a great city that would be, how sacred city that would be. And commenting on this hadith, the commentator of Bukhari, Mufti Shariful Haq Amjadi Sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala, he states that Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this at the time of migration. Now until then, Medina had not been blessed with the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hence Makkah was the greatest city on the entire earth. However, after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, it was blessed with this honor.
It has got its own sacredness, and it is mentioned, whoever goes out intending to perform Hajj and passes away, the reward of Hajj will be written for him until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. And whoever goes out intending to perform Umrah and passes away, the reward of Umrah will be written for him until the day of judgment. And whoever goes out intending to fight in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and passes away, the reward of fighting in the path of Allah azza wa jal will be written for him until the day of judgment. Now tell me, what other city possesses such sacredness that a person who has traveled to this city to perform Hajj for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, a person who has gone to this city to perform Hajj, which is performed there in Holy Kaaba, which is present in Makkah al-Mukarrama, and if he passes away until the day of judgment, for him the reward of Hajj or Umrah is written continuously. Is there any city on the face of this earth which possesses such sacredness, blessing in other words, subhanallah, and that is the city of Makkah al-Mukarrama, city of place of birth of beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Dear viewers, today we are talking about sacredness of this holy city, right, which is Makkah al-Mukarrama. Wasim Abbasman, what else would you like to share?
MashaAllah, regarding the sacredness of Makkah al-Mukarrama, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned its dignity, its sacredness in many hadith, at many occasions. Like Sayyidatuna Safiya bint Shayba radiyallahu ta'ala has stated that the day when Makkah was conquered, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a sermon, and he said that, O people, Allah Almighty made this city haram, meaning sacred, the day when the earth and the sky were created. Hence, it will remain sacred until the day of judgment because Allah Almighty has declared it sacred. So Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we can imagine that what was the occasion when the sacredness of Makkah was mentioned. It was when Makkah was conquered. That is where Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is delivering this sermon, and in this sermon he is highlighting the importance, the sacredness, the dignity of Makkah al-Mukarrama. Zadaha Allahu sharafan wa takreema. He's mentioning that the city is sacred since the day when earth and sky were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we come to know that Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam highlighted the importance and dignity, the sacredness of Makkah al-Mukarrama through his hadith, through his sermons. And commenting on this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has stated that Makkah al-Mukarrama was not sacred only in Islam, but it was also considered sacred by every other religion even before Islam. So this is another beautiful excellence, another great excellence of Makkah al-Mukarrama, that it wasn't only Islam which considered it, which deemed it as a sacred city, but other religions as well, even before Islam, other religions also considered it to be a sacred city. So this is the city that has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that contains such dignity.
MashaAllah. In respect to this, we are learning about the blessings and barakah and sacredness of the city of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which is Makkah al-Mukarrama, zada Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. We have also learned today that Dajjal will not be able to enter this sacred land, this city. He will not be able to enter in Makkah and Medina. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us from the mischief and evil of Dajjal. Wasim Abbasan,
MashaAllah, there are many other excellences as well in relation to Makkah al-Mukarrama, as many calamities that we normally face, and if we observe patience over it, the reward that we attain in Makkah is far more superior than the patience that we will observe in outside Makkah. For example, there's one hadith in which Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever observes patience with the heat of the day for a while in Makkah, hellfire gets away from him. Now, this excellence is not found in any other city in the entire world. Wherever you go, you won't have this virtue for observing patience over the heat of that city. Or, you know, Makkah al-Mukarrama, the climate is quite hot over there, the temperature is quite soaring over there, it's quite hot in summertime as well. So the one who observes patience in that scorching heat for a while in Makkah al-Mukarrama, hellfire gets away from him. So this beautiful excellence is just because of the sacredness of Makkatul Mukarrama, which is not found anywhere else in the world. And similarly, another beautiful excellence which has been narrated by Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that whoever remains ill for a day in Makkah, Allah Almighty bestows upon him the reward of the good deed which he had been performing for 7 years, but can no longer perform it due to illness. If he, i.e. the ill person, is a traveler, then Allah Almighty will grant him double the reward. So being ill in Makkah al-Mukarramah, observing patience over there, then you get the reward of performing an action for 7 years.
What about offering salah?
Indeed, when you offer salah in Makkah al-Mukarramah, that's 100,000 times more rewardful than offering salah anywhere else in the world. So we come to know how great and sanctified the city is, how sacred this city is, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. That it is a holy city, it is beloved to Allah Almighty, it is beloved to Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it holds all those excellences. But all those excellences combined in our religion have been bestowed upon us, that we go over there, we visit it, and we better our akhirah.
But it must be the way you've explained, subhanAllah, the virtues one can get when he goes to this sacred city and performs ibadah, have patience. When people go for umrah, when people go for hajj, they should do ibadat, isn't it? They should keep themselves busy in terms of earning reward from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But there is another important fact which should be noted, that if somebody is getting such a higher reward because of its sacredness, right? At the same time, if someone performs a sin in that city, that is also equivalent to 100,000 times multiplied, isn't it?
Indeed, definitely. At the same time where we come to know about the reward of performing a pious deed, a virtuous action within Makkah al-Mukarramah, at the same time, we should be fearful of the fact that the one who commits a sin within Makkah al-Mukarramah, the severity of that sin is far more superior than committing a sin outside Makkah al-Mukarramah. So this is also very important for us to understand, that when we are in Makkah al-Mukarramah, our conduct, our actions need to be very, very, very cautious. Because the problem is that many a times we don't even consider a sin to be a sin. We don't understand what a sin is. For example, may Allah Almighty bring that day when we both are in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now, if for example, I ma'azallah stare at you in such a way that ma'azallah hurts your feelings, or if I pass such a comment to you which hurts your feelings, or I'm rude to you, all these actions are also prohibited.
Maybe now, backbiting, slandering, tale-telling, lying,
indeed,
hurting feelings.
All these actions come
looking
within,
at haram.
All these actions come within this definition. So if we commit ma'adullah, these kind of sins within Makkah al-Mukarramah, where we come to know that there's the reward is multiplied 100,000 times, we need to also be mindful that the sins are also multiplied 100,000 times. So we need to be very, very careful. And when we've come to know regarding the severity of sins within Makkah al-Mukarramah, again, we come to know how sacred and holy that city is. This also highlights its dignity, its sacredness through this very aspect as well. So beautiful point mentioned by yourself, and I hope the viewers of Madani channel, when inshallah azawajal, they're blessed with this honor, privilege of visiting Makkah al-Mukarramah, inshallah azawajal, they will be mindful of this fact as well, to ensure that their conduct is utmost upright over there, and they try their utmost to refrain from sins and perform as many good deeds as they can.
JazakAllah Waseem Abbas Bhai, thank you so much. And I pray in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, whoever is watching and has got this yearning to go to the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah to perform Hajj and to do Umrah, I pray they all go. And please pray for me, and I pray for myself and for Brother Waseem Abbas, that whoever wishes, we all go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, and then to Madinat al-Nabi, Zadahallahu, Sharfan wa Ta'zima. Stay tuned, keep watching Madani channel. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid.